This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Here in the U.S., we are reaching a very, very terrible milestone. Nearly 400,000 people are dead because of COVID-19. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, a couple more COVID vaccines could be approved within weeks. The market for vaccines, it's unlike anything we usually see. The number of vaccines is limited, but they're free. And as more states are widening access to seniors now, they're facing a bit of a conundrum. They're having to figure out how to promote and restrict distribution at the same time. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has more.
In this case, age has its privileges. Sally Cohn has her official COVID vaccination card in hand.
That's the first good thing that's happened about me. 76.
Cohn lives in Tennessee, just south of Nashville. Here, most county health departments are vaccinating people 75 and older. She drove through an agricultural expo center and got her shot in the arm right through the driver's side window.
The thing is, everybody in there was friendly, professional. It was organized like Chick-fil-A had a hold of it. I'm serious.
But figuring out how to even get in line has been a source of frustration here and around the country. That's because everyone's doing it a bit differently, and public health officials don't want to put the word out too widely and risk having some people show up for naught. Cohn has a neighbor who's a nurse who helped her navigate it. Turns out all they had to do was follow a link to Sign Up Genius. Yes, the same free site that more often helps ensure two people don't bring the same dish to a potluck.
It is pretty disparate right now. It's working on the local level, but some of it is pretty rudimentary. I'll leave it at that.
Dr. Lisa Piercy heads the Tennessee Department of Health, which is overseeing most of the state's vaccinations at this point. She says a more professional sign-up system is still under development. State officials originally thought first-come, first-serve events would sidestep scheduling snafus, but appointments have turned out to be the way to go, so people don't get to the front of the line, only to learn they're not in the current phase of distribution, which can change by the day and by the county.
We have to make sure you qualify, because otherwise you're going to wait in line for 5 hours and then get turned away. And we don't want to do that. That's not good for anybody involved.
But the quick fix scheduling systems may complicate some important data collection on the back end. Right now, everyone has to return for a second dose to get the full protection. And Robert Chamberlain, who's the co-founder of Applied Health Analytics, says it's critical that if people get the Pfizer vaccine, they stick with Pfizer. Same for Moderna.
To make matters even more challenging, we have AstraZeneca getting ready to hit the market, followed shortly by Johnson & Johnson. So we're going to have four different manufacturers making available vaccines in the market, which is awesome, which is wonderful. But the management of it is going to be the challenge.
Chamberlain's company has modified the flu vaccination tracker it sells to health systems so it can be used for COVID-19, which is considerably more complex. And he says there's money on the line.
The federal registries are requiring very specific information that has to come back to them for these health systems and the people providing these particular vaccines to qualify for reimbursement from the federal government.
And the distribution will only grow more complicated as it reaches exponentially larger phases, like essential workers. Dr. Anthony Harris is one of the medical directors with WorkCare, which provides on-site health services for multi-state companies, including a semiconductor manufacturer and a soda bottler.
Some states have clarified the role for large employers and medium employers, but most states, still, it's a gray area.
With local health departments running full tilt as it is, Harris says it only makes sense to give businesses a role in COVID vaccinations. The question for the incoming Biden administration will be whether it can find a way to streamline and speed up the process. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.